Please be seated. Could I remind you that at the conclusion of the service after the last song, you're welcome to stay and reflect. I think it's a day for reflection. And I just ask if you respect that, and if you want to leave, let's leave quietly, and let's not use this so much as a social time, but a time of personal worship. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Thank you.
I crucified Jesus. It's what the crowd wanted, and that's what they got. Personally, I don't feel like that man did anything to deserve that, but I was just a soldier doing my job. When the governor gave his sentence, that's when I would go to work. I loved that job. I felt like I was administering justice every time I nailed someone to a tree. That man didn't deserve that. It makes sense to me.
It makes no sense. There I was, rotting in a jail cell, stealing, murdering. You name it, I've done it. And I knew, the next time I stepped foot outside that jail cell, well, and that was it. So the guards, they came and got me, and they put me beside this guy that was beaten to a pulp. Then Governor Pilate started asking the crowd, which one of these men do you want me to set free? I mean, it was obvious. In the crowd, they're going to say, let Jesus go. And then I was going to tell them where they could go. And then the crowd, they started chanting Barabbas. I mean, they were saying my name. They were saying my name over and over and over again. The guards, they threw me to the crowd, and they took Jesus to Golgotha. I mean, one minute I am a man marked for death, and then the next I'm free. It made no sense. So I followed him all the way to Golgotha.
I was stationed at Golgotha that day. We just raised the second criminal when they brought him to me. I'll never forget the way he looked. He'd been beaten, spit on, whipped. He was unrecognizable as a man. Hideous. What was left of his clothes were stripped off of him, and he was thrown down on the cross. That's when I went to work. Generally, when you crucify a man, the first hand is the most difficult. The criminal wants to get away, he fights you. So I would have two soldiers hold him down, but this guy, he didn't put up a fight. I just thought he was exhausted. As an executioner, I've been called every name in the book. I've had men yell at me, plead with me. But I wasn't prepared for that. He looked at us. He looked at me. And he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Gave me.
Forgive them. He said, forgive them. Who is he? Forgive. It should have been me up there. I was the one that was supposed to be hanging on that cross. He took my place. Then I looked up and I remember he took a deep, agonizing breath, and he said, it is finished. And then he died.
Surely this man was the Son of God.